Welcome back, dear friends, to Get Life Training with Christian Pedraro on Relate Forever. And today we will look at the most amazing thing that God did for our generation, which means we will look who is the Holy Spirit, what is He doing in our life, and what we have because of Him. So, as you know, I started composing the hymn of the Holy Spirit with the key verses defining these things. So, as we look at the key verses, we will start in the Gospel after John. And this is key because this is how Jesus Christ, anointed Yeshua, talked about the Holy Spirit. So, John 14, 15, and 16. The Father will give you the Helper, that He may abide with you forever. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world does not see and does not know. He will teach you all things and remind you all that I said to you. Amen. He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. So, there are situations when you feel the need for help. So, the Holy Spirit is helping us. He's comforting us. He's counseling us. And He's teaching and reminding us. And we will see later how to recognize the Holy Spirit and how to be filled with the Spirit. So let's continue. First, we will look at the verses that I put in the song, in the hymn. But after that, we'll make a quick Bible study from the whole scripture. So we continue in Romans chapter 8. And this is kind of the Holy Spirit chapter written by the humble apostle Paul. So it is written, we are sealed with the Counselor. All disciples of the anointed Yeshua were guided by the Holy Spirit, all who are sons of the Heavenly Father. So every time when you read scripture, you have these questions in your mind. What does God want me to get? What's the message that He wants me to understand? Number one. And number two, how can I see that practically in my life to fulfill it, to use it, to not lose it? And number three, with whom I will share? Because the best way we learn things is to teach, to give to others. Love is giving. So who needs this message? Who is ready to learn about the Holy Spirit, what we understood? So let's continue. As we have this three types of questions in our mind and defining who He is, what is He doing, and what we have because of Him, we are reading and meditating in our hearts. You have received the Spirit of adoption by which we cry out, Father, Father, Father. The Spirit also helps us in our weaknesses. Now, here is the Helper. He's to fulfill the commandments, how to pray, how to communicate with God. You know, the quality of our relationships comes from the quality of our communication. And communication is listening to the scriptures, what we're doing right now, and talking with God with our words, as we should. He Himself intercedes for us with unspeakable groans. Our bodies is the temple of God because the Spirit dwells in you. So this is the purpose of this body. That's why we're in shape. That's why we work out and we're fit, clean, in shape, in order to have the Holy Spirit in us. And so we continue. There's another composite, and this shows more about the Holy Spirit. Blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. When someone hardens their heart and they talk against God, it's not that God does not want to forgive. He wants to forgive and He can. But it's the man and the woman that harden their heart and they blaspheme against the holy things of God. Do not lie. It's a spirit of truth. Do not resist. Do not put out the Spirit's fire, the passion. Do not grieve the Spirit with which you have been sealed for salvation. Who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the congregations. And you can hear the whole song on the page but we can sing a little bit after that, because as we continue in Galatians chapter 5, we see the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And this is how you recognize the Spirit. Whenever you have peace, whenever you have joy, whenever you have thoughts of doing good and being gentle and be self-controlled, this is the Holy Spirit. This is godly thinking. And in the context, we studied before about temptation, sin, and repentance, and we saw the acts of the sinful nature, the deeds of the world, the failures, the sins. And so we replace those whenever we have something in our minds, in our mouth, something that it's filthy, something that is not holy. We can replace that with the fruit of the Spirit. So this is how we recognize the Holy Spirit of God in our minds, in our lives. So stir up the gift of God, which is not of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. Because the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is about justice, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Have posters on every wall of your house, on every door, with these things: peace, joy, justice, love, discipline. And whenever you see enumerations in the Bible, you know, like the Ten Commandments, you see the last one being kind of the conclusion or the key to all the others. So do not covet. Why do you want to have idols or some things from other people if you are content? And the writer of the Hebrew letters, he understood these things, because he said in Hebrews 13, be content with what you have. So contentment is key. That's why we make every morning a list of things that we're grateful for. Thank you, God, for the air. Thank you for the food. Thank you for the clothing. Thank you for the light. We can see. We understand. We have friendships. What we already have, be content. This is key. And so I'm looking forward to your practical decisions, how you make this poster. Send me a picture of your posters in your house. And one of them is, I am content. I praise God and thank God for what I already have. And I'm telling you this because the enumeration here is the fruit of the Spirit. So if you like to have more peace in your life, well, you have to focus on discipline. And we know we are seeking and finding God in fasting, when you replace food with prayer. But you replace that with the purpose of replacing what's not working with what's working in your life. So that's true repentance, being sad about your failures and seeking how to have success next time, how to be victorious. And we praise God for that. And same kind of enumerations like the Beatitudes. You see the last one. Hey, this is homework. See the last one, and that's key for all the others. You know, the same here. Discipline is key in order to have more joy, more fruit of the Spirit in your life. So let's move forward. God saved us by the washing of regeneration by the Holy Spirit, which He shed on us abundantly through Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. Jehovah saves. Yeshua. That being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs, inheritance to the hope of eternal life. Hope of eternal life. The congregations continue to increase, being built up in the Holy Spirit. So many times you hear people, how can we grow in maturity and numbers? So this is how you grow. You seek to be sanctified. You are sanctified. You have the Holy Spirit. It's like you have the Scriptures. You have the Bible. But do you read it every day? How? How much? Like you see this curriculum on RelateForever.com, RelateForever.com. And you can follow it in English, Spanish, Romanian. And we go to the whole Bible in 9 months, because you need 9 months to have a baby, to have fruit in your life. And so, from Genesis to Revelation, getting to know God, strengthening Him, and make disciples. So join the weekly Bible talk, where we meet as a group, and it's so easy nowadays. Just a click, and we're meeting and hearing together, encouraging one another, praying one for another, loving one another. So if you want to grow, if you want to have increase in your congregation, number one in maturity, number two in numbers, is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us. So how to be filled with the Spirit. And so, please, write me that poster with the lyrics of this song. You can sing the song. You know, we can actually take a moment right now and sing a little bit, because we want to praise God for the Holy Spirit in our life. And so, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, all disciples of the anointed Yeshua. We are guided by the Holy Spirit, all who are sons of the Heavenly Father. We praise you, Father, for giving us your presence. Thank you for each and every disciple that has the Holy Spirit. Bless them with abundant fruit, so that they shine your light in this generation, every location, until the end of this world, Father. And for all those who are seeking peace and joy and love in their life, and they don't know, help them find this recording and find the key how they can have peace, love, joy, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, discipline that remains with them for this life. And they are very useful to find this recording. Believe that Jesus has all the power in heaven and on earth, and that faith, I know it will bring repentance, fruit of repentance, deeds of repentance, change, transformation, replacing the bad with the good, and be immersed, mikveh, baptized in His name for the washing of sins, and after that receiving the Holy Spirit as a gift, as a seal of the guarantee of their salvation, and then continue to congregate using the gifts, the blessings, to bless one another in a such a way we are building up the body in maturity and numbers in every location, in every generation, until the end of this world. I pray this blessing in the name of Jesus Christ, anointed Yeshua, for each and everyone that gets to this recording. Amen. Woohoo! Don't you want to praise God? Because He's very good at just empowering us, just like He empowered us with the Holy Spirit, being filled with joy. So, looking forward, you have my email, christian@relayforever. Write me down the goals, what did you understood, how you practice it, with whom will you share it. And you will see increase because God is giving. So let's go through the Bible in a quick Bible study and just define what does it mean, holy. You know, in Hebrew is kodesh, and in Greek paraklet. And we see in the book of Shemot, which means the book of the names, or Exodus. Shemot in Hebrew, Exodus in Greek. 19:10. Yehovah said to Moses, go to the people, sanctify them today. And he's describing how to sanctify the people. Tomorrow, today and tomorrow, make them wash their clothes. So, sanctification means to be clean. And so, we go, next book is Leviticus, or Vayikra, chapter 11, verses 44-45. I am Yehovah your God. Sanctify yourselves and be holy. Why? For I am holy. Do not make yourself unclean by all these creeping things that creep on the earth. And it's also an illustration for the unclean nations. For I am Yehovah who brought you out from the land of Egypt to be your God. So be holy, be saint, be clean, for I am holy, I am sanctified. And in Leviticus 20:25, you shall be holy to me, living a holy life, for I am holy, I, Yehovah, I have set you apart, distinguished from the people, from the nations. Why? So that you may be mine. That's why we are holy, because we're His. And the Apostle Peter, the rock that God built the church on him, in the 1 Peter chapter 1, this letter written to the disciples 2,000 years ago, but today for us, starting from chapter 1, verse 14, as obedient children, do not be carried away by the lusts you once had. when you were in ignorance. They are all crucified, all these things now. But just as He who called you is holy, be holy in all your behavior, in all your behavior. For it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Why? To be His, to live with Him here and in eternity. So holy means to be clean. Clean thoughts, clean words, clean deeds, clean feelings. God bless you with cleanness. Okay, number two, who is the Spirit? So in Hebrew, Ruach, or in Greek, Pneuma. And we saw sometimes God is empowering His people for specific words. So we go again back to Shemot in Exodus. From chapter 35 and 36, we see that He has filled this man with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in craftsmanship to make designs for working. So to make this place where they can meet the assembly with God. So the tent of meeting, the tabernacle, and then it was the temple of Solomon, but now is the assembly, the congregation, the church of Christ, the reunion, where at least two come together. This is multiplication, right? One plus one equals at least two, okay? So we continue over there. It is written, every skillful person in whom Jehovah has put skill and understanding to know how to perform all the work in the construction of the sanctuary. So this is the tabernacle, or the tent of meeting with God. And so they shall perform in accordance with everything that Jehovah has commanded. And they've done this. They've built that. And we praise God because they were obedient and they had that place of meeting with God in His presence. But these are specific things. And we saw God empowering people with specific things in specific times, but they are unique. What's for us, all of us, nowadays, we can see a promise, which is also a prophecy, in Ezekiel 36, chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove the heart of stone from your body and give you a heart of flesh. A heart of humbleness, a humble heart, a loving heart. Not a hard heart, a soft heart. I will put my spirit within you and make you follow my commandments and keep you so that you can fulfill my law. So this is the purpose of the Holy Spirit, to help us fulfill the commandments. And so number one commandment, love, to give to God what's God and to give to others what's necessary. So love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And you know the commandments here, but this is important because He remained with His disciples and He empowered them and taught them and gave them example and served them and loved them. And this is a great example for us as parents, how to be with our children, how to homeschool them, how to homestead, how to be with them all the time. You know, one of the love languages is spending time. And God feels love when we spend time with Him. So why am I talking about this? Because the Holy Spirit will remind you, hey, how to love God and how to love other brothers and sisters in Christ. And so it's spending time. And spending time not talking about the things of the world that are passing away, but the things of God that are eternal, and encouraging one another every day, as it is called today, to not be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin, of failure. Okay? So, exhort one another daily. This is very important. Pray one for another. Confess one another. So, the Spirit will always remind how to fulfill the one another commandments. So, these are the laws. Be content. Another prophecy that supports this one in Joel 2 from verse 28. Imagine it was famine. You know, the locusts destroyed the crops and they were calling on the name of Jehovah. They were in this situation where they needed to be rescued. They needed deliverance. They needed salvation to save their souls, their lives. And so calling on the name of Jehovah, calling on the name of the Lord for salvation. for life, for living. I am who I am. I am eternal. I am who I was, I am, and I will be. I'm the eternal one. I am the God of life. And so I will pour out my spirit on every creature who calls on the name. Okay, so they called on the name, they were saved. And we see that later in the book of Acts being fulfilled. So the word spirit appears over 100 times in the gospel and over 300 times in the new covenant. And so another translation may describe, you know, the word as a breath or soul, and symbols may be water and fire and wind and light and a dove and anointing. And so we see in Matthew chapter 3 verse 16, immediately after being immersed, Yeshua came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. John 3:34, Yeshua received the Spirit in full measure, without limit. So what we see in Jesus is a full manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And what we saw, he was mocked and he did not open his mouth. Discipline, obedience. He knew what he needed to fulfill for God in order for us to be saved. He did that. So these are precious examples of the full measure of the Spirit. John 15, he will testify about Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. So when we testify to others, we say, there's a way out, there's light at the end of this tunnel. You are in the darkness, you are sick, you are in debt, you are in all these troubles and problems, and he can deliver you today because you call on his name. And he starts providing, understanding, wisdom. Imagine there's something that you can communicate with someone and that can open doors. And God has that wisdom. He knows. That's why he's the Almighty. But we have to ask. We have to humbly ask. What shall I do? Okay, repent and be baptized. Why? To have your sins forgiven and receive the Holy Spirit. What shall we do? Ask him. Is it righteous? Should I do it? Yes or no? And if it's righteous, how can I do it the best way to honor you and edify others? I mean, these are great questions in prayer. Been testing them for many years with thousands of people that are working. So let's look a little bit at the translation. In Pedro's version of the Bible, we restored not just the name of the Father and of the Son, but also some specific things. Some people talk about the baptism in water and the baptism with the Holy Spirit. Well, the better translation is the outpouring of the Spirit. And why it's important is because the so-called baptism with the Spirit, or the outpouring, was just two times, and it was prophesied, and it wasn't in the control of the people. It came without bam. Okay, so it came the first time in Acts 2 because Jesus said, okay, remain here until the Spirit will come. And so the Spirit came on them, and they were what? Jews. And there were Jews in other countries coming together in the day of Pentecost with the purpose of worshiping God. So these are people who are seeking to worship God, but they live in other countries. And one of the miracles was speaking in their tongues, not just babbling things that you don't understand, but speaking in their tongues immediately, knowing a language that you don't have to learn. I learn how the language is. It takes time and practice. But then they were speaking those languages. What was the purpose? Well, we know the purpose of the miracles for Jesus was to confirm he's the Son of God. The purpose of the miracles in the times of the apostles was to confirm that this good news, that you can live eternally, don't have to die and go to hell, is for all the nations. It's not just for the Jews. And that's why we're speaking other languages, to give this good news to other people. So we see this outpouring then in Acts chapter 10 on the house of Cornelius. So the first for the Jews, for the Gentiles, for other nations. And that's it. The Holy Spirit came, the kingdom came, the church started, Acts 2. So it's important to discern, you know, like the principle, the practice, and the example. So the principle, it's a for everyone. The practice, it's a bit different sometimes in different situations. Like, we need to be baptized to have our sins washed and receive the Spirit. That's the principle. And here, this is also the commandment. You know, that's how we discern the commandment. But then how we practice it, it can be in the Black Sea, it can be in a river, it can be in the morning, it can be in the evening. So we can practice differently, but it's an immersion. And then we have the promise. And the promise is for all who are called. And if you have been called, you know that. I have been called to be a disciple. I have been called to be saved. Because with many other words, Peter is saying, be saved from this corrupt generation. And go back to this study on the hope or salvation. Because over there we deal more in depth with the Acts chapter 2. But, so we have over there the commandment and is in control of each and every one. You know, that outpouring came, it was a fulfilled prophecy, but that's it. Now, what it's in our control is the commandment, to fulfill the commandment, be baptized, okay? And then this is the promise for all who are called. And if you're called, you know that, you responded, because those who responded to this call, they were baptized. So if you haven't been called, now God is calling you. I mean, it's a good news now, because you can live eternally. You know now how to have your sins forgiven. And if you know anyone who doesn't, well, give this recording. Okay, so now we looked at only the apostles could pass on the miracle gifts. And the apostles did not receive this power at Pentecost. In Acts 2, they receive it in the Gospel of Matthew 10 and Mark 9. We can see that this power, Jesus empowered them personally and gave this power to them in order to go and preach. And whenever they laid hands on other people, on other disciples that were baptized, and, you know, to give them gifts, like for example Paul for Timothy. Timothy wasn't able to give these gifts to other people, because the purpose of all these gifts were for the first century, in order to confirm, okay, the kingdom came, Holy Spirit came, the last world order is here, and that's it, this is the last days. It doesn't matter how many years it will be until the end of the world. So now with the internet, it's very easy. If anyone truly would have this miraculous gift, everybody will know. You know, otherwise, anyone who claims these things about miracles and prophecies, they're just liars. And there are a lot of religious groups talking about the Spirit and things like that, but it's another Spirit, it's not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is disciplined, is not acting like animals. And that's why let's look a bit in the letters of Paul about the Spirit and conclude in a prayer. So, 1 Corinthians 12, we see there are various gifts, but it's the same Spirit, one Spirit. There are various jobs or works, you know, practice, how you practice these gifts, how we serve these gifts, but it's one Lord, Jesus Christ. Okay, so there are various works, but it's the same God, one Father, the Heavenly Father, who works everything in everyone, and everyone is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the benefit of the others. So what we already have, so singing scripture ministry is Jesus' ministry. He's the Lord, and the gift is from the Holy Spirit, how to compose, how to sing, how to use this, and it's the Father working through us with His Word. So it's an example. Now we continue in 1 Corinthians 13, we see the prophecies will end, the tongues will cease, knowledge will end, when that which is perfect will come. And when we look at the Word of God, it's perfect to convert the soul. So number one, to bring faith as we hear the Word. Number two, to bring maturity, sanctification. So salvation and sanctification, it's enough, it's perfect, it's mature, it's complete. We have all discoveries complete now in the Word, in the Scriptures. So we don't need other prophecy, we don't need other things to add or extract from this. But it says, now this remain these three, faith, hope, and charity, or love. But the greatest of them is love, is giving, is charity. So that's why we need to focus on love and the fruit of the Spirit. And we see, you know, Paul is writing in Ephesians 4, these seven unities of faith. And it's one Spirit, just the Holy Spirit, okay? And we understand now how the Holy Spirit acts. And so all the other spirits are foreign spirits, they are faking. And one Baptist, which one? One Baptist, just one Baptist. Okay, Peter made it clearly who started the Church of Christ, who started everything, Acts 2:38. So this is the the thing. And maybe the last question, Ephesians 5, 18, 19. How to be filled with the Spirit? How to have more Spirit? Do not get drunk on wine, physically. This is debauchery. But on the contrary, be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. You know the song. Speak to each other with psalms and praises and spiritual songs, and give thanks with all your heart to God. Amen. I'm so happy that we had this time together. So I'm looking forward to your message, basically a comment. And you can write down the letters from the songs and send it in posters and all that. So I love you. I'm looking forward to reconnect. Let's say a prayer. Okay, so Heavenly Father, I love you very much, Heavenly Father, for just showing us the Holy Spirit and giving us and empowering us, Father. And please bless each and everyone that gets into this recording. If they have the Holy Spirit, empower them, just Father, fill them with the Spirit, because we are in the Scripture and singing and praying and just stirring up the Spirit, the passion. But in the same time, for those who don't have it, they're still lost, Father, this is good news. This is the day that you call them. Please, Father, deliver them. Deliver them from whatever they have. You know their situation so well. That's why they got to this recording. Please deliver them, Father. You are the Savior. You are the Almighty. Give them the faith, the trust in you, complete trust in you, starting from today, and to find pleasure in your word, to find pleasure in praying, to find pleasure in singing praises and getting together in communion with other brothers and sisters every day. We don't know how many days we're here on earth. So please, Father, help them just grow in this faith. If they grade themselves from 1 to 10, say, honestly, I'm just like 3, 4. Or, okay, I want to get to 5, to 6, to 7, to 8, to 9, to 10. Filled with faith, in shape, and filled with the Spirit, and just serving. And there are so many souls to be saved, Father. Please save them and help us continue until the end of the world in every location, to help people receive the Holy Spirit. Pray this in Jesus' name, the anointed Yeshua. Amen. God bless you.